It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and today I have Linda Hapsmith, who is the director of Gear Up, with me this morning. How are you?
I'm great, Ro. Thank you.
It's been a while.
It has.
We were just talking about that. Yeah. I didn't get to talk to you last month. It was with Jordan, so right. I'm glad I got to see you today.
Thank you. Me too.
So you've got some fun stuff coming up, but one big announcement I think it stands out to me is because this is new. This is brand new. You're going to start doing this, and tell us a little bit about it.
So we are opening our applications to 9th and 10th graders immediately. So students in 9th and 10th grade in Carbon and Emory counties will be able to apply for Gear Up and be in our Gear Up program.
Now, when they apply for this, are they automatically Gear Up depending if they meet all the requirements, or is it start next school year?
No, they automatically meet it now as long as they meet our eligibility requirements. Then we're also continuing our Gear Up applications for juniors.
Juniors as well.
As well.
Now, your seniors in the program have been quite busy with it being their last year. So have you been busy with them in all the schools?
We have been busy with them. Lots of workshops, lots of interactions with students and their parents, helping them fill out their financial aid application forms, their university application forms. So, there's been a lot going on with them.
So you brought a guest with you. Nellie Lee is the advisor at the Emory High School.
That's right.
And Nellie, let's get you up to the mic. Tell us a little bit about what you do working with the kids.
So I work with the kids. Right now I work with the 9th through the seniors, and we do a lot of fun workshops. I get to see them every day. I'm there during lunch periods and during their free periods so that we can get them ready for college in a lot of different ways. We do, like I said, the workshops. We do a lot of information sessions specifically about what students are asking about. So if we have a situation where a student's looking at two different schools, we do comparisons. We look at cost, housing. We look at
the whole big picture, basically.
Yes, exactly.
So what are your thoughts on now being able to take in 9th and 10th graders?
I am super excited about it. I actually already have quite a few students that have approached me, a lot that have already applied. So we're really excited to get them on board.
So pretty much most of the programs all over are going to grow quite a bit then.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. So if I was a new student and I wanted to be in Gear Up and I got accepted, what could I get from the program?
Really, there's just so much that we do. We do a lot to teach students about the opportunities that are out there. A lot of times students just don't even know how much there is as far as opportunities to go to school, different career opportunities that they can look into. They think they're, you know, pegged for one thing in life, and there's so much more out there that they can look into. And so it's really fun to see them explore careers. A lot of times students think 9th grade, they're like, I don't even know what I want to do, or I don't have an opportunity to do anything. So they get that opportunity to see so much more that's out there.
And you actually get to take them sometimes in the summer to various businesses, don't you, to let them get an idea of what that particular job is.
Yes, I know that they have done that in the past, and I'm excited. I'm newer to the program, so it'll be fun to see how they do that this summer.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Linda, why don't you step back on up to the mic? Now, you said you've got a couple of more fun announcements that are coming up as well.
Yeah, so we are taking a campus trip to Salt Lake Community College and the University of Utah this Friday, March 2nd. And so that will be a fun event for students. We're going to be taking a tour of Broadcast House over at the University of Utah, which houses the radio and television broadcasting programs there. And then at Salt Lake Community College, we're going to be looking at their geological and geographic information systems, which is very computer-oriented, as well as dealing with geology and geography.
So how many students in your program are planning to go?
We have at least 12 at this point.
Oh, wow.
A lot of them from Emory. We can only take up to about 16 or so. So,
oh, that's awesome, though. But it's a great opportunity for them to actually get up north and see the different colleges up there and what they have to offer. So I think that's wonderful. It's a great thing for them.
It is. And the transportation is free, and lunch and snacks are free. And so this is partly what Gear Up does, is we help students explore these options that wouldn't have an opportunity to do so otherwise.
Right. And what else do we have coming up?
So we have, we're in partnership with the Utah State University Eastern Leadership Program. And so students can apply for this leadership program, and that deadline is coming up very quickly on Thursday the 1st. And from that, they attend a leadership summit or workshop, which is a day-long workshop, and they can apply for a number of scholarships and campus jobs on campus for the following year. So in our program, we're going to be hiring our first-year mentor who you met last month. That was Vivica. She's leaving to go to USU Logan next year.
Right.
So we're hiring a new first-year mentor. We're going to hire that mentor through this program.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And you know what? To me, this is a great way. The leadership thing is a great way to be part of what's going on campus. You never are out of the loop. You always know what's going on and you're involved. So and I think it's a good thing.
It is a fantastic opportunity. And students can also apply for Residence Life to be an admissions ambassador for a wide variety of programs. And they can be students who are already currently enrolled at USU Eastern and for graduating seniors. So the seniors in high school, whether they're in Gear Up or not, can apply for this program.
Oh, and that deadline is this Thursday.
Thursday
so
March 1st.
Can they get information just on the USU Eastern website, or where do they find that?
Yeah, so they can get that information that's on the main page of the website and through their Gear Up advisor on campus and their school counselor on campus.
Oh, yeah. I forget that they have them at the schools. But yes, you can get a hold of your advisor at your high school and they can point you in the right direction. All right, Linda, is there anything else you want to share with us?
Well, just that every month our advisors at the high schools hold workshops. And so Nellie told you about the workshop at Emory. Pinnacle is going to have a workshop on scholarships this month. And so they usually have one once a month that's a specially tailored workshop for students, also sometimes for parents.
I was just going to say, sometimes parents who've not gone to college don't really know what steps to take. So I think Gear Up's wonderful because it helps the whole process. With parents as well of what they need to get done and what needs to be done for their student to continue on. So
right. Our Gear Up advisors have been working very closely with parents, especially with the financial aid applications.
Yeah, that's that time.
Yeah.
Time of year.
Right.
So how many students do you have, seniors that are graduating from Gear Up this year?
Seniors that are graduating, we have, I have to think now, about 40 to 45.
And that's seniors. Between... Lighthouse, Carbon, Emory, and Pinnacle,
and
Green River.
Right.
That's pretty good size.
It is a good size. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we have a lot of seniors this year. And we will continue their services through their first year of college.
Right, right.
So even though we're not accepting applications for new Gear Up seniors right now, because there wouldn't be enough time to really provide services for them, the seniors who are currently in Gear Up will continue.
Yeah, you just don't throw them to the wolves their first year of college.
That's right. We don't drop them in the summer and say, hey, you're
good
on your
luck.
Own now.
No, I think that's wonderful that you guys help them and just kind of lend a little helping hand as they get settled, because it can be a little shocking to leave a small high school and have to come into college. So that's good. You guys are there to help them. All right. Well, anything else from either one of you ladies?
That was the main thing that we wanted to announce, is that we have open applications now for grades 9 through 11.
And where can they get an application?
They can go to our website, which is www.usueastern.edu/price, P-R-I-C-E, /GearUp, all one word, G-E-A-R-U-P.
And or they can visit with their advisors at
exactly.
the high schools.
They can also just speak with their Gear Up advisor.
All right. There you have it. So pretty exciting news at Gear Up. They are going to start taking applications now for 9th and 10th graders. So parents, if you're listening, you want to get your kids signed up for this. This is a wonderful, wonderful program. They do lots to help your student be successful and move on to college. So if you have any questions, visit their website. Again, that website
is www.usueastern, all one word, .edu/price/GearUp.
And of course, if you want to, you can always give Linda and her people a call. They're really nice up there. They can point you in the right direction, get you whatever you need, answer any questions you might have. And that phone number is?
435-613-5648.
All right. So easy enough, folks. Be sure to get your kids signed up for this. Again, they are now taking applications for 9th and 10th graders. Well, Linda, Nellie, thank you for taking time from your busy schedule and coming and talking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this Castle Country Focus and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.